Okay, love the next one. It's called personal goals. And the reason I'm spending a little bit of time on this is because this is so important. This is the foundation, these essential goals that will help you have an incredibly balanced, healthy, enjoyable lifestyle, living it to the fullest, instead of becoming a workaholic and burning out. I've bumped into more people who've told me stories about people very close to them who are keeling over with massive heart attacks in their 40s. Stress. Don't be one of those statistics. Personal goals. That means another little name for this is just for you goals. Love this one. Don't need to bring anybody on board with this. This is just for you. Something exciting you'd like to do just for you, nobody else. Something you've been maybe wanting to do, you procrastinated, you never put any time into it. Maybe you want to learn how to play classical guitar, who knows. Maybe you want to go climb Mount Assiniboine, you've never done it, and now is the year. Whatever it is for you. I've told some of you before, I'm a soccer fan. Right? Way back since I was about 8 or 9 years old in Ireland, supported a big club called Manchester United. And if we have any Chelsea or Arsenal or Liverpool fans here tonight, tough luck. And one of my joys was to learn that Mr. Don Campbell also is a Man United fan. So we have some very interesting conversations in our focusing meetings every week. This year, the new Wembley Stadium opened in London, England for the first time, the shrine of English soccer. One of the best stadiums in the world, 90,000 people being there, and the cup final, like the Stanley Cup final type of thing, or Super Bowl equivalent over there called the FA Cup final. The two teams who made it to the final to play were Manchester United, our team, and another little known team called Chelsea. We won't talk about them. I thought, I got to be there. First time ever played in the new stadium, and the two top teams in the land playing. How much better does it get? So I secured a ticket. You got to have connections to get tickets. Flew over there on my own. Met a couple of people over there. Went to see this fabulous new Wembley Stadium. Unbelievable. Fabulous, beautiful, sunny day in London. The game wasn't terrific because we lost. But the experience was incredible. And we went out, spent a couple of days in London seeing the sights and all. Hadn't done that before. Flew home a couple of days later. And that was just for me. My wife didn't go. My son didn't go. Didn't invite a whole entourage to go. It was just for me. You got to do some of the just for me stuff. Because all that hard work and energy you guys are putting in, you deserve to have some real fun stuff just for you. And ladies, particularly, my wife Fran runs workshops for women, 3-day intensive personal development workshops. She said one of the most common responses she gets from the women who attend those programs is this: I'm feeling like I'm always at the end of the line when it comes to have time for me. I'm exhausted, serving so many people apart from myself. I'm giving my energy to everybody else, and there's never time for me. So I encourage you, especially women, to schedule some exciting things, fun things, just for you this year. So the question has to be, do you have some personal targets that you're going to shoot for, that you're excited for in the next 12 months? What are they going to be? Have you got them in writing, well established, already making inroads into making them happen? And the answer is yes or no. Record your answer, please. Yes or no? How are we doing so far?
I don't like this. You're calling me on stuff. That's why you're here.
Okay, here's the last one. Contribution. Lots of ways to contribute. My philosophy is, hey, you're doing pretty good in life. You got to give something back. It's just part of the deal, right? Whatever you hand out, what's that old phrase? Whatever you hand out comes back, how much? 10 times or tenfold. That's a pretty good deal. Better than the stock market currently. Contribution, lots of ways. Coach a soccer team. Little league. Sit down for a couple of hours with a high school student who's really struggling. And maybe all you need to do is listen. And there's all the charitable stuff and money. I mean, there's tons of stuff out there, right? So what have you got for contribution? What's your sort of niche in the next 12 months? Have you got it in writing, what you're going to contribute? And I know Rain does incredible work and gifts, Habitat for Humanity. I mean, it's been phenomenal what they've been doing. You guys have been contributing to that. And that's a worthy cause. But you've got something on your own outside of that. It doesn't need to be big financial stuff. Contribution can be lots of different things. But the thing is, do you have it in writing? Do you know what the target is, what you're shooting for? The answer is yes or no. In the next year. So again, one last time, check the box. Yes or no. Quick poll. How many had 7 out of 7 on the yes side? Hands up. Way up. Is there room for improvement, do you think? Of course. Of course. But isn't this real stuff we're talking about? It's not like fluffy concepts and all this nonsense.
It's real life, baby.
It's real. This is real life. You want a better balanced life that you can say, wow, I got my investment stuff building and growing and net worth's coming great. You know, and I got still great time with the family or the friends. Yeah, I'm looking after my health, making a few little adjustments here. It's all starting to click. And it doesn't happen overnight. Particularly if you got 7 no's. It doesn't happen overnight. Believe me, I didn't have a clue about this stuff until I had a wonderful mentor called Jim Rohn. Changed my life. And sometimes the right person at the right time, just timing has to be good. Just wow. Makes such an incredible difference. So what I'd like you to do, let's do a little exercise here, something different. Don't need any materials for this. So what I'd like you to do is, first of all, uncross your arms and legs. Get yourself in a nice, relaxed position. Push your chairs out maybe just a little bit. Get a little space around yourself. What I want you to do in a moment is to close your eyes. And I want you to think about the next year particularly. About what you want to accomplish using the essential goals as a template. And more than that, I want you to think about what Don would call your personal beliefs. But what is the dream that you have? What is it that excites you so much? That when you really start to focus on, you know, you just feel the tingles and the chills starting, and you can almost touch it. So what I'd like you to do right now is close your eyes, everybody. And I want you to see that picture, whatever it happens to be for you, because it's just your picture. And I want you to bring it into vivid color. See the people, the circumstances, the end result, this dream, the end result. What is it that's going to get you so excited? See the people around you. Almost experience it in your mind in living color. What it will feel like when you actually accomplish it. What your lifestyle is going to look like. How you will be financially. And just for the next 45 to 60 seconds, live in that picture. Thank you. If you were me up here on the stage, you know what you'd see in that last minute? A lot of big smiling faces. And those of you that really did it seem to have a great picture. What I'd like you to do for 60 seconds is just, if it's appropriate, share your picture with somebody close to you. 60 seconds, okay? Get excited about it!